It's so good to be able to come and bring the word of God.
能够讲神的话，跟你们讲神的话，我觉得心里面是很开心的。
But let us take just a minute to ask him to help us this morning.
好不好？我们就一起先跟神来祈求帮助我们。
Father, as we come before your presence, we come as ladies that love you, but are very needy in our lives.
天父啊，我知道我们这些弟兄姐妹在你面前都是愿意而且是很爱你的，可是我们也有很多的需要。
We're asking that the Holy Spirit can take the word to each of our hearts.
求圣灵把你自己的话能够放进我们的心里面。
It's not clever words or fine words that take it to the heart, but it has to be the Holy Spirit.
不是聪明的语言或者是智慧的话可以开我们的心窍，而是圣灵把它放在我们的心里面来做工。
Thank you, precious Lord.
我们谢谢我们宝贝的救主。
Amen.
奉耶稣的名， Amen.
I want you to turn to the 5th chapter of Matthew.
好，如果你有圣经打开马太，新约马太福音第五章。
This is actually what I call, and I think others think about it this way too. This is the constitution of the church.
很多人都把它形容成 the church or God's kingdom church.
The church.
Okay, 好。那很多人把它称为是教会，或者是神子民啊，或者是天国的啊章法宪法。
So we see that Jesus is coming to tell us. Exactly what God wants of us.
等于说呢，耶稣把天上父亲，我们的天父的心带到地上来，让我们知道他要我们怎么样过日子。
You see, in the Old Testament, God used Moses.
在旧约的时候，神用摩西。
Moses is the only man that really saw, that really spoke with God and spent time with God.Almost 40 days on the mountain.
摩西以40天长的时间，以后有好多机会啊，都是跟神面对面，然后来跟神对话，跟他说话的。
He even saw God write out the Ten Commandments on stone.
他亲自看到神怎么样让这个十诫啊被奠定下来，等于神写了，亲自写了十诫。
God's children, the children of Israel that he loved so much, he expected so much from them, but they disappointed him.
神事实上是很爱他自己拣选的子民，他也很期待他们，可是呢，总是让神非常的失望。
You see, God wanted the children of Israel to obey him.
那神的期待就是说，你就听我的话，顺从我的命令。
To follow him.
跟从我。
He said, if you do, I will bless you beyond, well, I guess I could say with my own mind, beyond anything you can expect.
意思是说呢，如果你真的听从我的话，顺服我的话的话，那么你会就是会接受到一个出你意外的一种人生。
And God had a particular reason that he wanted to bless them.
那神这种我们被神所赐予的人生是一个被祝福的人生。
You see, idols had taken over, idol worship had taken over not long after Noah came off of the ark.
你知道在挪亚的这个方舟出来之后不久就有了偶像了。
So idol worship was over the known world that day.
所以这个偶像崇拜在很早的时候，那个时候就很有名了。
So God said to Israel, I wanted to bless you so much that when those idol nations would see it, they would know that I'm God and you would make them jealous for what you have.
神有一个用意，我要祝福你们，我的子民，赐福给我的子民，让他们兴旺到个地步呢，让那些敬拜假神的人看到说，哇，他们的神是怎么样的一个神呢？
But on the whole,The children of Israel really disappointed him.
但是以色列人实在是让神太失望了。
Now Jesus was not an afterthought.
那耶稣呢？今天讲这个所谓的山上宝训呢，不是说哦他有新的说法。
Because from the creation, John tells us that it was Jesus who with the word that was there at creation and was was the entity that brought about the creation.
那我们都从一新约的那个约翰福音开始有好多经节都提到哈，他是世界是借着他，在指他特别指耶稣哈，就创造的时候耶稣就在那里了。
God knew that the children of Israel would not do what he planned for them.
那神早也知道，预知道说他的子民做不到他要他们做的。
But he had his son ready to come.
所以他的计划是儿子需要到世上来。
So Jesus came just like the Bible and the God spoke about it.
那就像圣经讲了，按着神所预言的，耶稣到世上来了。
And now we see his ministry has begun.
那就因为这样呢。 耶稣的在地上的这个宣教事工就开始了。And
so we see now that as he looked out over that crowd, he was sort of in a sense like Moses was when he looked out over the children of Israel.
那就像现在马太福音第五章的第一节，他耶稣看到许多人上了山坐下，然后呢，他的有一圈内圈的门徒在他旁边，然后看到许多人。
And now, there with his 12 disciples, he was going to tell them what God expected of the church, of those that are of our age, what he expected of us to become children of God.
一方面对着他的门徒，一方面对着所有的这些要听讲的众人呢，告诉他们说，到底神要你们怎么样过生活？
Now, you know, people, we say, how can I say it? They said that they didn't see God. Who are you? They asked Jesus. And Jesus allowed them to see that my Father sent me so that you would see him. And when you see me, you're seeing him.
很多人有这种借口，神那么远，离我那么远，我看不到。但是呢，很清楚的，耶稣就在表达说，我是
And when I give these to you, it's the same as God giving them to you.
就像当初神把律法颁给摩西一样，今天我把神的心也带下来，让你们知道。
And that's never changed.
那从来不会改变的。
For the last 2,000 years, he's been giving these to one generation after another. This is what my Father expects. This is what my Father wants.
2000年来，耶稣告诉那些门徒还有众人的这个三上宝训，一直就要传到现在。In
the very third verse, he begins, and this is what he says: "Blessed are the poor in spirit."
他的开宗明义就是虚心的人有福了。He's
talking about the beginning steps.
第一步，第三节,
of knowing his father, of 要, being his one of the children.
要认识我们天上的父亲，我们的神，第一步就是虚心。
Everyone has to come in by that step.
没有一个人例外，每一个人都要经过第一步的虚心。
Now, some of us may not even understand what poor in spirit is.
那或许虚心很难理解。You
see, being poor in spirit is admitting that because of your sins, you are completely destitute spiritually. You're completely empty spiritually. Your spirit is empty of any of the power of God, and you can do nothing to deliver yourself from this situation.
我们都想能够接触神，能够靠近神，可是问题是，如果我们心里面带着所有的罪的重担的时候， 我们是没有办法靠近神的。所以呢，只有一个条件：当我们心里面知道自己有这个问题，然后我们心里知道说，我们的心里面的灵里面是很空虚、很贫穷的。
I don't care whether you're the greatest intellect going or whether you're the poorest humble student there is.
不管你是多有才干、多有资历的一个很有能力的人，或者是你是只是一个就是。 一个学生啦，或者是一个刚刚学习的人。
We must recognize we are spiritually bankrupt before God. We have nothing in us at all that would be an asset that would say, Lord, save me because I am. No, none of us are. We are very empty when we come to God in our spirit life.
不管哪一种人，我们每一个人到神面前的第一步就是等于宣布我们是属灵破产的人，我们什么都没有，不但没有还欠神很多，是这样的人。
So therefore, he said, these are the ones that's the kingdom of heaven. This is where you begin in the kingdom of heaven.
那只有这种，刚才他讲的，他说的不是好像只有这样子简单的、随意的这样稍微对自己的那种罪啦或什么稍微这样子难过一下，不是只有这样，而是真的是认为自己真的是破产的人。那么这个是我们进入天国的第一步。
And we invite you today, if you have not recognized that you are empty in your spirit,
如果你一开始跟神接触的第一步不是这第一步的话，那我要邀请你要踏入这一步。
Without God, you can live this day, but you cannot live eternally.
当然你说我还是过日子，我还是很好啊，但是问题是这个日子过完之后，地上日过完之后，永恒，天国永恒就没份了。
With him.
跟神就没份了。
The opposite of that is a very, very terrible thing we read in the Word of God.
那我们知道如果永恒跟神没份的话，相反的要去的地方，要永恒的存在的地方就非常可怕的地方。
So when we can get to the place where we recognize and call out to him, Lord, I need you. I need your spirit. I need my sins washed away.
每一个人都要有这一步，就是在一个破产的，我用这个字比较能够生动哈，属灵的破产情况下面呢，已经是负的了哈，不是只有没有而已哈。那我们在神面前呼求他，我们恳求他，我们也认定他。
Today we have this thing, if you just decide for Jesus.
那有时候我们把福音传得太容易了哈，你做一个决志，你决定就好。
That sounds like you've gone into a department store and you're looking around and say, oh, I decide on this one.
就好像你要找一个住处，然后呢，你就决定说，哦，我想要选这一栋房子。
It's ridiculous.
这个不是这样子的哈。
But many people depend on coming into the kingdom that way.
可是很多人认为说我成为基督徒就是这样啊，我做一个决定是我的决定。
We come in not deciding, but as people that are crying out for mercy. Help me, Lord, I need you. I have to have you.
那是一个求怜悯，是一个呼求，就是一个恳求的第一步。
But thank God he said, if you do,If you come in that way, I want you to know this, yours is the kingdom of heaven.
有耶稣说这一步你已经踏进去了、oh, wow. 那么天国就是你的了。
We've gone to, from poverty, empty,
从贫穷从死籍
to having our name written in the book of life and we are a citizen of heaven.
踏进去之后呢，你得到了天国国民的名分，你的名字记在册上。
What a wonderful thing.
这不是很美妙很奇妙吗？
But he goes on to say there's some other attitudes that God has to deal with in our life.
那接下来呢，我们原来以前那个罪性里面一些态度呢，神其实是要一步一步的帮我们调整的。
Blessed are those who mourn.
接下来说哀痛的人有福了。
You know, mourning is when someone thathas died many times. Most of the time we're talking about mourning in that light.
当我们谈到哀痛的时候，通常在形容一个人死了。
And our heart is
broken. 诀别了，我们心里面是破碎的，我们很伤心。
We don't know how we'll even face the future maybe without
them. 有时候呢，某某我们所爱的，所亲近的人。
And your very heart is crying out.
死的时候呢，我们心里面就非常非常的，心里面很疑惑，我怎么办呢？然后就很难过。
He's saying, when you come to me,
那到神的面前,
and you really mourn about the fact that your sins are keeping you from me.
那我们发现我们的这个罪性呢，一直在缠绕我们的时候，我们有一个哀痛的心。
There's really that something deep inside that says, oh God, I have to have you.
那我们会在我们原来的那个本性跟神之间呢，会有挣扎，然后我们有一个定义说神啊我要你我只要你。
Oh, he said, if you come to me like that, I'll comfort you.
所以神说如果你用这种态度来对我的话 就是你因为你没有，然后你在我面前你有这种就要我要顺服在我下面的话，那么你会得到安慰。
You know, I can't explain. Every one of us is very different.
我知道每一个人都有不一样的特性。
But when we have come to the place where we have been broken as far as our poverty, our sin, poverty to God and called upon him, and we have longed that he would forgive us, I can't explain what happens when suddenly there's a recognition. It doesn't happen maybe at that time.
不管哪一个人哈，我们有不同的特性，表达方式不同的特性，但是我们每一个人到神面前的时候，那种破碎、忧伤、痛悔的心的那个结果的那个经验是一样的。
But you begin to understand I'm different. I don't enjoy the same things. I want to read God's word. There comes a difference in our life.
不一样的人在踏入天国的这样的一个阶坎的时候呢，我们有同样的。一种感受，就是说呢，我已经不同了，我已经改变了。
So now we have come into the kingdom, but he goes on to say, now there's something else you have to meet.
那接下来神还要再调整我们的特性。
You have to become meek.
温柔。
What now does meekness mean?
什么叫温柔呢？
It means to show the willingness to submit and come under the authority of God.
温柔这样解释很直接的哈，就说你会在一个权柄的下面完全的驯服下来。
To disregard what you think is your rights.
比如说以前你争取的我的权益。
And do the will of God.
已经不再争取了，我现在呢就是要按神的意思去做。
We often see that said, the will of God.
所以我们常常说神的心意是什么呢？
I want to tell you, when you can get to that place,
如果你可以到这个地步，
you have accomplished something very great in your
那你真的是要加分了哈，你这个成绩很不错了。
You know, for me to come to that place,I have a very mind that keeps working all the time.
我本身呢，我的思想方面的层面呢，是好像在跑一样，都停不下来的。
And I have to know answers, and I look after. It's a very busy mind.
意思是说呢，我很好奇，很容易质疑，然后我就会一直想，一直想。
And many questions. Why, Lord? Why? Why?
常常问一个那个就是为什么？为什么这样？为什么那样？
That's really not a meek spirit, honey.
那这种形态呢，并不是。我不是有温柔的人。
But I had that spirit.
但是我就有这种心态。
But when I came to this, I said to myself, Lord, from now on, I'm making this my motto.
那我现在我就跟神说，神啊，我现在呢开始我自己给自己一个这样的一个激励哈。
Where,
我从现在开始。
Where the word of God says, your ways are not my ways.
就像圣经讲的神的路神的思想。
Your thoughts, Lord, are not my thoughts.
不是我们跟我们不一样的，他高过我们的。
And that's a scripture in God's word. And I said, Lord, that's where I'm going to stand.
所以呢他的意思是说呢，妈妈的意思是说呢，不管神怎么说，我就不再去追究，再去寻找原因什么了哈，我就神怎么讲，反正我就驯服在他那个比我更高更好的意念。
And then I pulled up another scripture.
然后我就看到另外一个经节。
Where he tells us that all things will work together for good for a child that loves him.
那神的话就给我们做一个确定说，凡事要互相效力，是要让这些爱神的人，要神的人得到益处。
So I'm recognizing that he is God different than me, but he tells me what I'm going to do.Eventually will come out for your good.
一方面呢，我就驯服下来，在他的这种他的话语的这个命令的一个权柄下面。二方面呢，我有一个确定，不管怎么样，我都要得到益处。
He said, "I'll go about." He said, "I go about doing good, not evil."
因为神有一个心意，是赐平安的心意，不是要给灾祸的心意。
The evil in your life is not coming from God.
如果我们生命里面发生一些不顺或邪恶的事情呢，
Sometimes it comes because of our own decisions But Satan uses those.
它的来源常常是有时候是我们的选择啦，或撒旦魔鬼的试探啦，不是神刻意要让你受苦的。
So when you can learn, Lord, and meek, and become meek and say, Lord, it's you, whatever you want, that's what I want.
所以让我们温柔下来，服在他的大能，顺服他的话语，然后呢，存着一个受教的心，说什么事我都愿意学习。
The sixth verse said we're going to hunger and thirst after righteousness.
接下来第六节，饥渴慕义的人有福了。
We're wanting to do, we want to be more like him, more like Jesus.
那我们有一个饥渴，就说哎，我很想像神的儿子耶稣一样，我们是神的儿女。
So we begin to hunger after knowing more, and we find that in God's word.
所以你所渴慕的就是要像耶稣。那你会得到饱足。
So as we in our life begins to really hunger after God's word, knowing him better, understanding him better, you and I will what? We will be, he said, I'll satisfy you. I'll bring things that will give you such joy.
我们 更执意的渴慕要认识他，多认识他，然后呢，更多的成长在他的这样的一个知识跟恩典里面的话，那他保证说你一定得到保足。
I guarantee you, if you begin to read God's word and make it a systematic thing, there'll be times that the word of God will come out to you until it thrills your heart and it's joy unspeakable.
如果你心里面存着神的话语的话，它常常会出来给你一个饱足感。
And then he tells us in the next one, we're going to have to be a merciful people.
第七节，连续人的人有福了。
You know, when you look at a little child, we see a spirit there that wants what they want.
那我们看一个孩子呢，我们就晓得他们要什么。
And if they have to hit you, if they have to fight with you, you see, they're not merciful. They want what they want.
好，孩子有这种倾向啊，你一看就知道他们那个要自我中心，我要什么就要什么哈。那要不到的时候，他们会有他们的手段。
But in our mercy is forgiveness.
那
and patience extended to people.
等于说呢，孩子 ，you mean children don't have this mercy?
Oh, not. It's not. I don't think it's an innate thing to them.
Okay,
you know?
Okay. 好，他的意思是说呢，孩子本身呢不是生出来有这种连续的心的。好，那我们长大之后，我们
trying to say it's in the sinful nature.
这个罪性里面
，it's really in our nature.
罪性里面是没有这种连续人的这种心态的。
So God's saying if we can be a person that is forgiving, a person that is patient, that we want good for people, that we love people, he said, then you'll receive lots of mercy also.
那有了这个连续呢，是因为进入神的国，有神自己给我们，对我们的那种调教跟培养之后呢，我们就会自然的就会想要去饶恕人，或理解，或有忍耐，或是包容。那我们就会在这方面呢，表现出我们跟人的关系的这个连续的层面。
I wish I had time to tell you about the mercy that God used in my mother and my life, but I don't have time today. Maybe someday I'll be able to. Now we're going to talk about the fact.
我有一个例子，是解释到因为 your mother influenced you.
No, two experiences we both had.
Okay.
Well, maybe I can tell him.
Yeah, 我想让他讲一下比较清楚吧。Okay, you go ahead.
One day I was a pastor.
那我已经在当牧师了。
I came up to Baltimore. I was on Eastern Shore. I came up to Baltimore, and mother and I we went to the store.
那我就有一次呢，就述职回到我的家。我是在那个马里兰州哈那跟我妈妈去逛店。
And I have to explain this. My mother was a person that when my father came home.And at 5 o'clock, the meal was always on the table.
我要告诉你，我妈妈的特性是一个中规中矩哈。我爸爸一下班回来，5点准时，桌上一定要有他的晚餐。
And it was getting close. It was, and when I went to the store, we didn't have a whole lot of time.
So, you go to store first, right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.、Mm-hmm. 那我们就在那个下午呢。等于说我爸爸还没有回来以前，我们就去逛店。然后呢，时间其实不长。
It was a big one. It was called Montgomery Ward's. It was a big store.
那一个很大的, 可能是超市吧。
So I began to go about picking up things.
所以我们就开始去拿这些东西我要的。
But there was people waiting, and I was like, oh, I can't go. I can't wait much longer. Mother's going to be upset. So I went back and put all of them back.
So your mother is where?
Outside.
Outside. 好，只有妈咪进去。好，那她就看到时间不够，她就想说，哎呀，而且那个排队排很长。
And so I put them away and out the door I went.
然后呢，我放回去之后，我就要出去了，我就不买了，等于是我。
And a young man came after.
有一个年轻人就走到我后面来。
And he stopped me and he said, "Where's those things you took?"
他说你拿了什么东西走了？
I'm looking at him like I don't know what's wrong.
我就想说你在说什么呢？
He said, "Yes, you did. Open up your purse."
他说呢，打开你的皮包，你拿了东西。
And I stood there, and I guess there were people. I opened it up.
我就把我的皮包打开,
and he didn't see anything.
他找不到东西,
and if you'd seen the look on his face, because he had done something wrong.
他已经是他的问题了,
if they catch someone that has taken something, they are to take them to the office and let them examine.
在那个时候，他们的规矩是这样：如果你发现有一个人他是 偷了东西在店里面，那他应该把他带到他们的主管那里去，就等于要有证人在旁边。Now
I could have sued Montgomery Ward.
所以呢，那个时候他这种举动呢是不合法的，所以我大可以去告他。But
I didn't think about that.
告这个公司，可是我没想到。I
just closed my purse, went to the car.
那我就把皮包，他看不到东西，我就皮包合起来就走了。
I cannot tell you how deeply hurt I was.
你就可以想象我心里面多么的那种耻辱的感觉。
Did anyone even think that I was stealing?
怎么会有人想说我偷东西？
So when I got home, I sat down in the chair and I began to cry.
所以我回家之后就坐下来哭了。
My mother said, "What's wrong with you?"
我妈说你怎么啦？
And I told her.
我就跟她讲。
Well, my mother is a very strong woman.
那我妈妈呢，是一个个性很刚强的一个人。
And she got very upset.
她比我更生气。
So she called a friend whose brother was a lawyer.
然后她就打了一个电话给她的朋友，因为她的朋友的兄弟呢是律师。
And so Mr. Young called the lawyer and said, "Talk to him about it."
所以呢，这个律师就得到这个消息。
Oh, he said, "We can really sue them."
他说，哦，这个案子的话，我们可以打得很好，可以赢很多钱。
So you can see the dollars. You know, you can get pretty good money.
你可以因为这个得到很多钱。
But as I sat there, I thought, I don't want to sue that boy. He's just a young boy. He probably has a family. No, I said, I'm not doing it.
那我听到这个消息，我就说，哦，不要。那个年轻小伙子呢？ 可能有家庭，然后那么年轻，我不要这样毁了他。
I think they were probably a little upset at me, but I didn't see any need. He didn't. If he had hurt me, if he had done something physically, maybe that might have been different, but not something like this.
我又没有什么损失，只是心里面的受伤害而已哈。那我可以看到我妈妈、她朋友、律师的那种对我的不理解。
So I showed mercy.
所以那个时候我真的是有那个怜悯的心。
Well, let's fast forward to some years ahead of us now.
那我们在那个是过去的事情。
Mother went to the her car was having a problem. She took it into the big garage.
哦，她是说呢，我们再往后面拉几年的话，那我妈妈把车子。 带到这个车库去修理。
She parked behind another. She was in line waiting behind another car.
那他的车子是这样子停下来，在等着排队要去修理的。
For some reason, this man got out of his car and was standing in back of his car.
The back of your mother?
No, in the back of his car, and my mother was facing him.
Okay. 那有一个车呢，刚好跟我妈妈是对面对面这样子哈，就面对那一个男人开的车。
I don't know what happened, whether her foot slipped or what, but the car went forward and hit the man.
Oh, okay. 他前面有一个部车呢，那他妈妈呢，可能在一下，因为要走一点点停下来在等嘛哈，所以他就不小心就一下可能踏太猛了，就去。 撞到这个车子的后面,
broke his leg. I don't know if it was both, but broke his leg, and he was down.
The person was outside.
Yes, he was back.
Oh, okay. 好，对不起哈。那个男人，那个这个开车的这个人呢，是在外面的，所以就这样的，妈妈就撞到这个男人的脚。
Well, that meant And then they turned around and the man sued my mother.
那个人呢, 就告了我妈妈。
And of course, that would have been a big suit.
那这个告起来也是一样的, 我们会赔钱, 赔很多钱的。
And it was a heavy burden on my mother.
所以我妈妈心里面的重担呢,
for quite a while.
有一阵子他们都很,
but you know, as it turned out, the man and the company dropped it.
那不晓得怎么回事, 到后来, 那个告的人, 还有那个公司, 就取消了这个案子。
To my heart, I thought, Lord, I showed mercy, and they showed mercy to my mother.
那我就回想到说, 那一次我有恩慈, 这一次呢, 他们也给我用恩慈来回报我的母亲。
And when God says something, he means it.
那当神这样说的时候,
this isn't just a play on words.
一定是真的, 不是只有在告诉你这个, 啊, 圣经这样讲,
he said, you're a merciful person.
如果你恩慈待人,
you're going to receive mercy.
你要, 蒙连续。
And of course, he said, blessed are the pure in heart.
然后这个清心的人也有福。
And to be pure in heart is to have the single purpose to have a goal of accomplishing God's will for God's glory.
一个所谓心里面是清心的人的话, 整个焦点放在神身上, 而且呢, 是一个荣耀神的这种人生。
And he goes on to tell us, he said, blessed are the peacemakers.
And you know,
the pure in heart, just a moment, the pure in heart, they're going to see God.
那刚才说呢,
when you allow God's will in your life and live for him, you're going to see him one day.
清心的人后面的福气是什么呢? 是可以见神, 等于说像我们讲的说那个圣洁,追求圣洁的人, 有圣洁就能够见神一样。
You know, he has just to be a peacemaker.
那这种人呢, 我们这是一步一步的, 就是好像在成长, 在被建造, 接下来呢, 他一定是一个可以使人和睦的人。
We try to, when there's conflicts, we try to make peace.
当人跟人之间有这种矛盾的时候, 他会有一种想要让人家和谐的这个特性。
And in preaching the gospel, we're bringing them the peace of God.
那当你在谈福音的时候, 好消息的时候, 就是在叫人和好的一种消息。
Don't be the problem, be the peacemaker.
请我们要改变以前那种, 制造问题, 好像使人破裂的这种罪性, 而变成一个使人和睦的人。
Then you'll be called the sons of God.
他说这样的人就是神的儿子, 被称为神的儿女。
But there's just one last thing I wanted to talk about.
最后一样。
And that is where he said, be the salt of the world.
The persecution, not yet.
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay, 好, 他要把最后, 因为他在赶的时间的时候, 他就跳到这个, 后面, 这一段的一个后面, 谈到说, 耶稣说, 当你有这样的一个天国里面的福分的时候呢, 那你们就是世上的盐。
He first says, you are the salt of the earth.
首先说, 你们是世上的盐。
Now, this is where Dorothy and I are very different.
我们两个有不同的地方, 妈咪跟我有不同的地方。
She's from Taiwan.
我从台湾来。
They like their food fresh.
那台湾人喜欢吃, 比较新鲜的东西。
I'm an American.
我是美国人。
And I like my food salty.
那我的食物呢, 就是我们, 在台湾有一个比较健康清淡的这个习惯。 虽然我吃的也不清淡的哈，我喜欢重口味的那个，但是呢，妈咪她们呢是讲究要有要重口味的。
So that's where sometimes she feels is better that it's not quite so salty.
那现在呢, I feel or you feel?
You feel is better when it's not so, not very salty.
Oh.
Says you feel. In other words.
Okay, 我了解她的意思哈, 就说, 当我本来是比较讲究清淡的时候, 然后弄给他吃的时候呢, 他, 我会觉得说他怎么会弄那么咸。
But I really like salty food.
我实在是很喜欢这种, 咸味。
But let's look at it, what he's talking about, to be salt.
那成为盐是什么意思呢?
Why in the world did he choose that word?
为什么耶稣用盐来形容基督徒?
I think my mother should, blessed be the honey.
那为什么不用这个蜂蜜呢? 很甜蜜呢?
But you know, salt actually was a tremendous commodity back in years ago. The Roman soldiers were even paid in salt.
你要知道在那个时候啊, 盐是很宝贝的, 然后呢这些当军人的那个薪水呢有时候是用盐来当薪水的。
And it was something that the people in Europe had very little of until they, and it began to be transported in, and oh, it took on there, and salt became very precious.
有时候还需要从哪个地方来买过来，然后是很宝贝的啊。Just wait. 我记得上次那个周师母带我去那个经过长江三峡，就有个地方山上哈，他说你如果要送他们礼物，就送他们盐，可能类似这样哈。OK, go on.
So we see then what he's trying to say to us, that disciples are like salt. We're very precious.
那神的儿女或者说主耶稣的门徒的话就像盐一样。
Now why are we precious to him?
那为什么我们那么的宝贝呢?
Well, because we are his children. He loves us.
一方面是他很爱我们。
But you know how it makes a parent feel when their child is really doing something wonderful?That's really done something that you can admire. I believe that's what God means when he talks about his heart loving us. And when we do things like this, it's something that just seems to maybe an extra thrill to the heart of God.
那我们当我们有一个表现的时候呢，那神就很看我们很宝贝的啊，就好像我们的彰显出来的特性呢，这个盐的特性的时候呢，那神就很欣慰，很宝贝。
You see, salt has three different attributes to it.
那我们来谈一下盐的三个功能。
Salt is a preserver.
那我们知道它是一个防腐的。
It's also a flavor.
也调味。
And it has healing power.
然后它还有医治的作用。
So we see he's saying to us that we are a preserver. Do you know that this world is one day, it tells us that the preserver, the one that's holding back the sin,The one that's not, that this world hasn't become a chaos is those of the Holy Spirit and the children of God when we're taken out in the rapture.
啊，我可以跟你引证哈，圣经上提到说，这个世界这种邪恶啊，哈，这种强暴这些事情呢，有一天呢会非常的张狂哈，非常的厉害的时候是什么时候呢？是我们这些在防腐的盐的基督徒，就是神的儿女。已经不在这里了，神的人已经教会已经被提之后呢，那么这个世界就一点都没有这种防腐的功能了。
Even in America, we can see that it's the Christians that have kept back a lot of the great sinful things that they're pushing today, and they're pushing us out of the way and trying to get rid of the church because they don't want that preservatives. They want to do what they want to do.
为什么今天美国会这么的敌对啊基督徒的这个信仰啊？因为呢，他就是因为基督徒神的儿女就是等于是一个阻碍一样，阻碍他们做坏事，阻碍他们用不法的这个行为。那就是因为我们有盐的这个防腐的作用。
And they add flavor.
那这个盐还可以调味。
Flavor is tasty. It's good.
所谓的调味就是让我吃起来很好吃。
It gives a little extra something to food or whatever.
赋予食物一种特别的这种让我们觉得很好吃。
And this is the way we should be to the people of the world.
基督徒的存在应该就是这样，我们会有调味的作用。
They should see something different about us.
因为我们的存在呢，就让它有不同的变化。
Something that they admire.
是大家很羡慕的。
Something that makes them feel.You know, that's really a nice person.
会让人家就是很惊讶说怎么可以能够这样子呢?
And I found that when I witness or I give scriptures, it being just nice and kind, and they seem to accept it.
就好像我们特别的不同，然后我们有很大吸引人的地方，然后呢，当我在跟人家谈到这个圣经的话的时候，他们就特别的会注意到我。
Sometimes when we get old, we feel tired, we don't feel well.We're having aches and pains, and if we're not careful, we become what we call, Americans call, crabby.
我体验到说像我这个年纪哈，身体越来越不好的时候，然后呢，就会有一些，可能会自己会觉得很多这种负面的感受吧，就好像不行了，就好像很容易就会很敏感了。
Touchy and complaining.
那美国人形容一个字哈，就好像说我们是一个很不好相处的人。
But we have to ask God to help us.
那这个因为生理上
that we can still or not lose our flavor.
我们要求神帮助我们不要失去这个盐味。
But in the midst of it, smile. In the midst of it,
我们还可以笑。
we try our very best.
我们还可以尽其所能的对人友善。
That our lives can be something that is special to people.
让我们的存在，我们的生命呢，是啊，成为别人的一个像福气一样，我们就让人觉得我们很特别。
And salt is a healing power.
它有这种医治的功能。
Every time that we are able to witness and God uses that to the sinful heart, it's a healing power.
对于这些有罪性，或者是对于这些有伤害的这样的心灵呢，基督徒是一个医治的一个中介者。
And then we're to be light.
后来说我们像光一样，像灯，像光一样。
Oh, to be the light to this world, this dark world.
那光是放在哪里呢？是照亮黑暗的。
I guess I've been a little lengthy, but you know me, I can hardly speak short. But anyhow, I feel like these are the things we recognize. Lord, I'm not there yet. Lord, I'm working on this. Father, I want to be this way. I'm trusting you. You see, he didn't make us mature people when he saved us, Christians. He made us babes in Christ.
或许我讲的有点长哈，但是我感谢主哈，因为我们刚好也是在讲这个篇章的地方，他就把它仔细的讲。
The real problem.
他刚才提到说呢，我们不是神救我们的时候呢，不是一下子我们就是成为一个很成熟的基督徒，而是呢，他称我们为基督里的婴孩。
The real problems is, he said, there are those who always stays babies.
我们像婴孩还很幼嫩没有问题哈，但是不要老是当婴孩，这个才是问题。
Paul talked about this in the church, they never grew, but oh, don't be a baby always.
那就是保罗在谈讲到这个哥林多教会的时候，说你们怎么老是当婴孩长不大呢？
A baby is very limited to what they can do.
一个婴儿能做的事情很少，他是受限的。
Sometimes they can't feed themselves.
连自己吃饭都吃不好。
They can't change themselves.
连自己要换衣服都换不好。
They can be very miserable.
而且呢，有时候把自己搞得乱七八糟。
They can't tell people what they think. They cry and cry and cry.
然后他们只会用哭的。
Don't stay as a baby.
所以不要老是留在这个婴孩的状态。
But let God mature you in these things.
而是神会一直要调教我们，一直要喂养我们，让我们会成长。
Little by little.
我们会慢慢的建造。
God bless you.Thank you for listening to me. I appreciate it. Father, we know that thou art God.
愿神赐福大家，我们一起祷告。
And we know that you love us.
我们知道你是爱我们的。
And that you want us to be the very best you can make.
我也知道你要来把我们塑造成你最满意、最欣慰的一个人。
And we want to be like that.
我们真的是要成为你心里面喜欢的人。
Sometimes, Father, we're weak.
但是我们很软弱。
And we need the Holy Spirit to strengthen us in areas of our life.
我们需要圣灵在我们的生命里面来做工，让我们可以刚强起来。
Help us to be yielding to you.
求你帮助我们完全的顺服在你的下面。
Help us to allow you to make things different and better.
让我们说我们愿意让你来塑造我们生命的每一个层面。
Help us not to depend on ourselves or others, but depend on you.
帮助我们不是依赖我们自己或期待依赖别人，而是真的完全的依赖你。
That's our heart today.
这是我们今天的恳求。
This is what we long for this group of women.
这是我们很希望我们这一群弟兄姐妹有的心。
And we will grow in the things of God.
让我们可以成长。
And that our lives will be different.
让我们的生命可以有所不同。
And that we can be such a blessing for you.
是，然后呢，我们就成为别人的福气，我们就可以荣耀你。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. And amen. Amen.
因点燃他们有福了，因为天国是他们的。孩童的人他们有福了，因为他们必得安慰。温柔的人他们有福了，因为他们必承受地土。饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。怜恤人的人 人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。清心的人，他们有福了，因为他们必得见神。世人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必成为神的儿子。为一受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。